Welcome, folks. In this episode, I'm going to talk about ways to protect your privacy and identity online. Your identity is extremely valuable. Being able to prove you are you is important for most aspects of life, from applying for a home loan to getting a passport. Having your identity stolen can compromise everyday activities and undermine your reputation, both privately and professionally. That's why it's extremely important to protect your personal privacy online. Each time you go online and go about your business with emailing, Facebook updates, visiting forums, or checking your bank statements, your activity can be monitored and spied on by the following: your internet service provider, advertisers and corporations, hackers and cyber criminals, your employer, and the government. It's a fact that you are not going to have complete control over who is monitoring and spying on you online, but there are certainly steps you can take to reduce your risk. Number 1. Do an assessment of your online activities. This is the first important step toward protecting your privacy and identity online. What private and personal information are you storing, sharing, and posting on your computer, mobile devices, emails, Facebooks, or other social networking sites, or even cloud storage sites such as Dropbox? Number 2. Install the latest antivirus software on your device. An antivirus software is a must-have utility to protect your computer from viruses, spyware, trojans, and worms. Some malicious programs are designed to invade your privacy and steal your personal data. As such, it's critical for you to protect your devices with the latest antivirus programs. Keep in mind that antivirus software protects only your device, not your internet connection. Number 3. Use a personal VPN. While antivirus programs do a good job protecting your computer, it doesn't secure your browsing session and your internet communications. A VPN is a perfect complement to an antivirus program. Number 4. Be careful what you share on social networking sites. Social networking sites such as Facebook have very vague and complicated privacy policies. In fact, the entire Facebook business model is based on leveraging your personal information for advertising and marketing purposes. Number 5. Make sure shopping sites are secure. If you are doing any online transaction, make sure the site uses SSL, which is a security protocol that encrypts all your data. You can tell if a site is using SSL by the presence of the HTTPS at the beginning of the website address and the padlock icon. Number 6. Use strong passwords. Most people tend to use their names, birthdays, driver's license numbers, or phone numbers to create passwords. The most common, believe it or not, is to use the word password. This is a big mistake as it makes it easier for hackers to crack your account. And last, number 7. Delete or clear the tracking cookies. Tracking cookies are small pieces of code that websites attach to your computer to store information about your online activities. Information about you can be then sold to companies around the world without your consent. Thank you for listening and hope you have a great day.